and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your daily breakthrough video, and in this video, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to undo patterns of feeling unloved. So I really can't wait to share this topic with you because I think there's some really important points that we all need to hear, not just as like an individual from a certain attachment style, but also as a human being. I think that there's some really important reminders in here for all of us. So I hope this is really beneficial and sort of hits home with you. Before I dive in really quickly, we are doing our lifetime membership promotion for Inside the Personal Development School. So if you want to check it out, we have lifetime access available. It's $1,000 off. I'll put a link in the description box below so that you can check it out. It gives you access to all 45 plus courses and every single piece of new content we add for life, along with our 4 live weekly webinars, all of our social events, all the different sort of deep conversation questions we have in there in group format, like all that good stuff. And we will be closing doors for this on June 3rd. So check it out. Now, let's talk about this really, really, really important topic. So it's really easy as a child to develop a core wound of I am unloved. And it can happen because of like really drastic experiences, really intense experiences where maybe you feel completely disconnected from a parent or caregiver. Maybe a parent or caregiver is like really cruel or harsh, but it can also happen in a really strong way when we have this like deep connection with a caregiver. And then we develop these expectations, especially as children, next to that connection we have. So if we put our caregivers on this big pedestal, which we do as children, then eventually that pedestal comes with expectations. And if we have something that happens, let's say a parent doesn't show up for an important event that you have, or let's say that a parent says something that's, you know, some form of betrayal. You know, I remember even hearing a client once say that their parent told another parent that, oh, my son has a crush on your daughter. And just, you know, this client of mine had such an intense sense of betrayal from that and had this childhood memory of that. You know, anytime we feel something like that, we can really feel like, wow, my parent doesn't love me. And that may not be true by any means, but it can often be an interpretation the mind makes. The developing this core wound as well of I am unloved can also be the result of being shown conditional love. If you go through the punishment reward system, which we all do, the system of classical conditioning where you're punished for doing things wrong and rewarded for doing things right. Well, it feels like at certain times, love seems conditional. It's like, oh, you only get the reward and the closeness or the love or the prize, you know, when you're a good boy or girl. And so it teaches the subconscious mind, oh, love is conditional. And so it's really easy to develop this core wound, irrespective of what your attachment style is. But what really makes it problematic long-term is that we carry out this core wound in the relationship to ourselves. So I always say here, and this is such an important reminder, like if we have a wound from years ago, the past is gone. So the only way that the past is actually still sticking with us or those wounds are carrying over into our present is we have to literally be firing and wiring those same pathways on autopilot in the relationship to self in order for those things to survive, which means in this specific context or situation, we actually have had to be telling ourselves the story of how we're unlovable or giving ourselves conditional love over and over again on autopilot. And that's actually why that wound still aggravates us, you know, from way back when, potentially all the way in childhood, and still affects us to this day. And the reason is literally because that wound is still alive within our programming. It's been imprinted upon us, and it's still there on autopilot over and over again. And we're still literally basically like reigniting or reusing or redoing that wound in the relationship to ourselves. And it's not until we learn to change that and like overcome these challenges in the relationship to ourselves by undoing the imprinted patterns in our subconscious mind that we can truly feel the relief of the wound. And then we don't take that wound into relationships like romantically or our friendships or still project them out onto our family relationships or feel that like, what if our children don't love us or anything like that. And so we have to learn to love ourselves unconditionally in order to get over the core wound of I am unloved from the past. So what does this actually look like in a practical sense? Well, one of the first things is that we have to learn to be okay with mistakes. And a lot of times we get into this cycle where we give ourselves love conditionally. So you may see, for example, that somebody says, I made a mistake at work. Like, I'm not going to cook myself that nice dinner tonight, or I don't deserve to go out and see a friend. Or we can like put strain on ourselves, or punish ourselves, or beat ourselves up in our mind. And then we only give ourselves the love or the compliment or the encouragement, or show up for ourselves to take that bubble bath or do that personal development work or meditate or whatever it is when we think we're deserving. And what that actually is, it's the repeating of that old cycle that was already traumatic to grow up in. We're still repeating that in the relationship to self. And until we end that, we're going to keep feeling afraid of being unloved by others. And it's going to keep, if we ever perceive an action that we don't like from somebody else, it's really easy for us to go, oh, it's because I'm unloved or unlovable. And so it's really important that we learn to give ourselves love unconditionally through being okay with our mistakes, giving ourselves love anyways, despite making mistakes, despite messing up in life sometimes, because we're humans and that's what we're gonna do. And so when we can start to offer that up to ourselves and say, hey, you know what? I made a mistake. I can still be accountable and grow from the mistake, and I can still do anything I need to do to sort of move beyond that and make amends or whatever it might be if needed. But I'm not going to beat myself up for it. I'm going to actually be kind and compassionate to myself. I'm going to end that punishment reward system in the relationship to myself. So this is really important. And then if we want to go further, some other really important tools are, we talk about the five love languages sometimes, and this is Dr. Gary Chapman's work. And you know, the five love languages are also how we receive love from relationship to self. So for example, myself, my first love language is quality time. And so for myself, a lot of like my love languages are journaling, meditating, doing personal growth work, because I'm being with myself. I'm being with my emotions. I'm learning about my needs. I'm learning to know myself. And we have to love ourselves. We have to know ourselves. So what we would want from other people, that presence, you know, being able to talk and share, we're finding strategies to basically turn that back on the relationship to self. Another love language, physical touch. Okay, so physical touch, sometimes it's like being cozy in bed and cuddling ourselves in blankets and reading a good book with some tea, or like things that sort of simulate that comfort and that safety and that sort of closeness that we can get from physical touch. And obviously it's not the exact same thing as like hugging somebody or cuddling with somebody, but it's still something where we're giving that nurturing sort of care to ourselves. And if we look at acts of service, well, acts of service, how do we give that to ourselves? We take the bubble bath. We take ourselves to the nice dinner. We go to that, nice restaurant, or we cook ourselves the good meal or whatever it is. It's like we take care of ourselves in that form. Okay. Maybe we even like take the action that we were afraid to take, that pushed us outside of our comfort zone a little bit, but we know is good for us. You know, all of those are acts of service in the relationship to self. Okay. Then we've got words of affirmation, be encouraging, be kind to yourself, gifts, get yourself something thoughtful that's an investment in yourself. Buy that course. And I'm not trying to say like buy the PDS course, although it would be a good idea, because they are very helpful. There's a money back guarantee. But what I'm saying is like, for real, like even if it's like buy that book that you wanted to read, you know, do that like online summit that you've been wanting to attend, like whatever it is, it can be those things that are especially investments in yourself. Maybe buy that new outfit for your interview that's coming up. If it's really important, like that stuff's okay. Like give yourself those things that are investments in yourself, or you showing up for yourself to progress in life. And those are the best gifts we can give, I believe, to others and to ourselves. So the more we do some of these things, the more we end this pattern of not loving ourselves in the relationship to self, which removes it from a core wound. We fire and wire new pathways, new ways of treating ourselves, and we can learn to grow and feel comfortable from there, which then turns around and massively benefits the way we interact in our relationships, the way we perceive things, you know, between people. And we all deserve to not be carrying that wound any longer. So hopefully this makes a lot of sense. Let me know any comments or questions you have below. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.